when Google Maps tells you
you've arrived.
How accurate is it? Are you right at the door or something like 50 feet away? Most of the time, it probably doesn't make much of a difference. But for people who are blind, those extra 50 feet could leave them stranded. In this Bostonomics report on the intersection of brains and business, WBUR's Erica Morrison explains how the Perkins School for the Blind hopes to solve that problem with the public's help.
Joanne Becker has been blind since birth. She uses voice technology to operate smartphone apps that she can't see.
Camera, picture one in progress.
Takes it a few seconds.
Picture one is woman in green floral collared long sleeve shirt with black headphones.
That would be me.
Now I know what you're wearing. Isn't that fabulous?
So she knows I'm fabulous. Oh, and the app is too. But what Becker doesn't know is the location of her Watertown bus stop. After crossing several intersections, she stands on a busy corner where her Google Maps app says there's a bus stop nearby.
I know from using this app that there is a bus stop on Arsenal and Beechwood. I just wouldn't be able to locate it accurately.
The bus stop is about 50 feet ahead. That's far enough away for the bus to pass her by. And she says buses often do. Becker works for Perkins Solutions, a technology program at Perkins School for the Blind in Watertown. Google recently gave the school $750,000 to develop an app that will help the visually impaired find the precise location of the bus stop.
So with our stop, I'm going to have clues that will actually take me to the bus stop and give me details about how I'm most likely going to find that bus stop.
Okay, it's like that fire hydrant in this pit back there.
Exactly. All those kind of details, or that there is as I'm walking along, I may find a step and a pole, and to the left of that is where I'm going to find the bus stop.
So my name is Nick Bonatakis. I'm the iOS team lead here. I also happen to be legally blind.
Bonatakis works for Raise Labs, the Boston-based app developer that Perkins chose to work on the mobile app. Bonatakis remembers a moment last summer when he could have really used the app's help.
There's a place downtown that I was trying to find last summer, and it was this exact problem where, like, I just was walking around in circles, and had I had something where, you know, somebody just said, look, you know, the entrance to the place is past this mailbox and before this entrance to this other shop, that would have been immensely helpful.
And that's what Raise Labs hopes people will do. Be helpful. The idea is, when you're at a bus stop, you would look around, find a clue, a trash can, a bench, or maybe a fence. Then, you'd log it into the app. It's a good deed, and Raise Labs says it may make it into a game, with prizes. Beyond that, the app might help everybody, not just people who can't see. Raise Labs founder and CEO, Gregory Raise, says it could make local navigation more precise.
My hope is that not only does this help build the specific Perkins app, but it improves the infrastructure in Boston for the MBTA and beyond for how we get around.
The app is still in the initial phase of development, so keep an eye out for it early next year. But in the meantime, you can start to look for clues. For 90.9 WBUR and Bostonomics, I'm Erica Morrison.